Good morning and welcome to day 25 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and we're continuing this video, daily video series on the theme, God's Story, Our Story, as we read our daily devotions together and then reflect on them through these videos. Today's story or reading finishes the story from yesterday with the man who had asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And it's even interesting, the question is, what must he do to inherit eternal life? And we inherit something not because we've deserved it, but because of who we are born to. And a couple of days ago, we talked about God calling us children, his very children, right? And so we receive an inheritance because we are children of God. Now the answer that Jesus gives this man is to go sell everything and give all your money to the poor. And that's a hard one for most of us to hear. And we think, well, how would we live? And I think the reality is that as followers of Jesus Christ, the challenge is to not worship our wealth, but to use our wealth for the good of the community, for the good of creation. Use our wealth as a demonstration of God's love and being generous with that which we have been entrusted with. It's really about stewardship. And so I stand here with a bag from our food pantry full of non-perishable food items, with a blessing bag that we assemble here at Ascension every month and have available for folks who don't have adequate housing. And a reminder of our shoe drive that we did here during March for the Mariposa School, a school nearby where many of the families are at or below the poverty level. What do you do with your wealth? What do you do with the blessings that you have received? Are you generous with them? Or is your focus, your desire, your intent always to accumulate more for your own sake? Or do you see the resources that you have as not only for your good, but for the good of the world, for the good of the community? And are you intent upon sharing those resources as well, not hoarding them, but understanding them more corporately? I think that's a challenge in this teaching for us, is to figure out how we see ourselves supporting the broader community around us. How are we loving our neighbors as ourselves, providing for those who don't have the resources, helping them be able to provide for themselves, hopefully, ultimately. But at this point in the process, these things we do are definitely emergency types of things that help people get through the next day. Ultimately, real good comes when we can help a person figure out how to think more than day to day, but actually plan for week to week, month to month, year to year, so that it doesn't feel like we're spinning our wheels. It's a challenge as we live in a culture that condemns those who don't have and suggests to those who do have that we better hold on to it and hoard it, because you never know what tomorrow may bring. But the reality is, tomorrow we may find ourselves in the position of need of no fault of our own. So how do we respond to this challenging word is the question for today on this Wednesday. And I'll leave you with that. Thanks for spending a little part of this day with me. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 26 of our daily Lenten video series together. Take care.